This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Trump administration announced this morning it's made a deal to end sanctions on the Chinese telecommunications manufacturer ZTE. That could go some way to easing the current trade dyspepsia between the two countries, and perhaps just in time, because next Friday, the White House is scheduled to announce details on planned tariffs for $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. The administration is pushing China to buy more American products, as you know, and give American businesses more access to its markets. There has been counter bluster from Beijing on this, but China is also trying to claim credit for reforms it says it's already made to accommodate global trade. Marketplace of China correspondent Jennifer Pack has that one.
On Shanghai's famous waterfront, the Bund, some 300 officials, foreign business leaders, and journalists celebrate the 40th anniversary of what China calls its reform and opening, an economic liberalization plan that opened the state-run economy to the outside world. The reforms have benefited the likes of Fiat Chrysler, says the head of its financing division in China, Brian Williams.
We will be providing funding for more than 130,000 cars this year, helping customers achieve their aspirational dream from the business owner needing a light commercial vehicle to the luxury of a Maserati.
The past four decades of reforms have seen the number of foreign companies in China grow from 900 to 500,000. Firms like General Motors now depend on China for sales growth. On the lawn of the ornate former British consulate, Communist Party Secretary Gao Yun says more opportunities are on the way.
President Xi Jinping has emphasized that China is committed to opening its markets even wider.
And that's just what American firms have been pushing for. So are China and the U.S. finally on the same page? Not quite, says Xiong Peng, a senior researcher with the Pangol Institution. He says China's reforms may not open all strategic sectors, such as banking and the internet, as the U.S. wants. But the steps China has taken could be just as significant, like its plan to join the World Trade Organization's Government Procurement Agreement, which aims to create a level playing field for all companies competing for state contracts.
Some government departments have avoided buying Microsoft products to support Chinese software. If China joins the agreement, American companies' interests will also be considered.
For now, China says it can't be as open as the U.S. because the country is still developing. Here, amid the jazz, wine, and canapes in Shanghai, it's easy to forget that in many parts of China, something as basic as a flushing toilet is still considered a luxury. To continue to grow, China says it needs to develop emerging sectors like robotics and aviation. American Studies professor Wu Xinbo says U.S. officials are resistant to that.
The attitude of American officials is arrogant. They don't want China to develop its high-tech industries. They'd prefer that we stick to low-value products.
The two countries are now at an impasse. You can find examples of that along Shanghai's waterfront, where importers complain that Chinese officials are holding up some U.S. products from entering the country. This man, who imports a leading brand of American whiskey to China, says he has delayed ordering new shipments because of the uncertainty over whether they'd be allowed in. He doesn't want us to reveal his name for fear of government retaliation. He is hopeful that things will not escalate into a trade war.
You've got me, baby, with your pretty face and that ooh-la-la.
Back at the celebration marking four decades of China's economic reform, there's little sign of trade tensions as this New York jazz ensemble plays. The government's message to outsiders is that China's open for business, just on its own terms. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.